بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the one who bestows mercy. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family, companions, and all those who followed the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until Yawm al-Qiyamah. In the previous lesson, we went through the sixth matter which invalidates a person's Islam, which is what? What was the sixth matter? Al-istihza billahi or ayatihi or bi rasulihi. It's mocking or joking about Allah, joking about his religion, joking about the ayat of Allah, joking about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Anybody who jokes about anything relating to Allah or Islam or his messenger has left the fold of Islam, and this is kufr, and there's no excuse for that person. Even if the person said that we were only joking, we were only having a laugh, we didn't really mean it inside us, it was only a joke, then this person has still left the fold of Al-Islam. And this is because of the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. Say, is it regarding Allah and His ayat and His messenger which you were joking? لا تعتذروا قد كفرتم بعد إيمانكم. Don't make any excuses. You have fallen into kufr after your iman, and this is major kufr. And this ayah, can you remember regarding which battle was this ayah revealed? Who can remember? The battle of Tabuk. And Tabuk is towards the north of Al-Madinah. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was getting ready with his companions to go partake in the battle of Tabuk. And a number of people remained behind in Al-Madinah, and they were sitting together in a circle, and one of them was joking about the companions, one of them. And the others were silently listening to him. And he was saying, مَا رَأَيْنَا مِثْلَ قُرَّائِنَا هَذَا. We have never seen people, and he was insulting them, we have never seen people as silly as our qurra. And the meaning of qurra in this word is ulama, scholars. And when they said scholars, meaning the messenger and the companions, because at that time, the messenger and the sahaba, they were the scholars. They were the scholars of the ummah. So this person was mocking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions. He said, أَطْوَلُهُمْ بُطُونَ. We've never seen anybody who are bigger or fatter or with larger stomachs. وَلَا أَكْذِبُ أَلْسِنَةً. And we've never seen people who lie more than they talk. وَلَا أَجْبَنُ عِنْدَ اللِّقَاءِ. And we have never seen people who are more cowardly than them when the battle starts. So then there was a person amongst them, a young person. And he was listening to this person mocking and joking about the scholars of that time, i.e. the Prophet and his companions. And who can remember the name of this companion? Anybody? Auf ibn Malik. Ahsant. Auf ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. So he was a sahabi. So he stood up and he said, كَذِبْتَ وَلَكِنَّكَ مُنَافِقٌ. He said, you're lying, and this is because you are a munafiq. لَأَخْبَرَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِمَا تَقُولُ. I will go and inform the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of that which you are saying, i.e. this joking that you're doing about him and his companions. So Auf ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when he got to him, he saw that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had already received revelation regarding the story. So before Auf ibn Malik could even tell the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about these men, Allah had already sent revelation and revealed an ayah regarding this matter. And this was this ayah. قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. Say, is it regarding Allah and his ayat and his messenger which you were joking about. This person who was doing the mocking and the joking and the jesting about the companions, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam trying to make excuses. And he kept saying to the Prophet, إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُوضُ وَنَلْعَبُ, that we were only joking. We were only having a laugh. We were only playing around. We didn't really mean, we didn't intend inside us to make a joke of you or to belittle you. It was something just on our tongues. It was only a joke. We never meant anything. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, لا يلتفت إليه. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he wouldn't turn to this man. And he kept saying to him, قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. Don't make any excuses. You have fallen into kufr after your iman. So this ayah, there's a number of benefits from this ayah. The first benefit of this ayah is that any joke, no matter how small it is, or how insignificant it is regarding Allah, His religion, His ayat, or His messenger, then this is kufr, and it is kufrun akbar. It is major kufr. And we mentioned, in fact, Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan mentions, because we were reading from his explanation, that even if a person jokes about the miswak, just that stick, that if somebody jokes about it, because it has been legislated in Islam, somebody jokes about the legislation of the miswak, or the hijab, or the beard, or the obligation of raising your garments above your ankles, or anything regarding Islam, jokes about it, then it is clear kufr. The second benefit of this ayah is that this type of joke, it doesn't matter whether a person was serious or was saying it lightly, it doesn't matter. So even if a person inside him didn't intend to belittle Islam or wasn't being derogatory inside him, however, the mere joking on the tongue, regardless of that which is in the heart, this is kufr in of itself. And this hadith and this ayah is also an evidence that kufr, it occurs in the heart, and it can occur upon the tongue, and it can occur upon the limbs in actions. Some people, the murji'ah, they say that kufr only occurs in the heart. Disbelief only occurs in the heart. And even if it occurs upon the tongue or the limbs, then it's still connected to a disbelief in the heart. And this is incorrect. So a person can fall into kufr by his tongue, even if it's not in his heart, and by his actions, and even if it is not in his heart. Because these people said, إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُوضُ وَنَلْعَبُ, that we were only jesting or joking or having a laugh, we were only playing. It wasn't something which was in our hearts. We didn't intend this kufr. And yet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam still said, لَا تَعْتَذِرُ قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. Don't make excuses. You have left kufr after your iman. Also, from the benefits of this ayah is that these people, they were not munafiqun. They were not hypocrites. A person might say, that the reason why these people disbelieved is because they were already munafiqun. And there's an evidence in this ayah that these people were not munafiqun. And we mentioned this last week, so who can remember? Because Allah affirmed iman for them. And in the Quran, Allah subhanahu never affirms iman for the munafiqun. He may affirm Islam, because Islam is something which is apparent. Meaning if somebody says the Shahada and prays the prayers physically and gives zakah and goes to do Hajj, apparently then this person is a Muslim. Iman is when it enters into the heart. So for this reason, sometimes Allah may affirm Islam for them, but doesn't affirm iman for them. And Allah said in the Quran, قَالُوا كَلِمَةُ الْكُفْرُ وَكَفَرُوا بِهِ بَعْدَ إِسْلَامِهِمْ, that they said a word of kufr and they disbelieved after their Islam. So this was regarding the munafiqun. After showing Islam apparently, they left Islam and they fell into disbelief. As for iman, Allah never affirms this for them. So these are some of the benefits from this ayah. And in this lesson we come to the seventh matter which invalidates a person's Islam. Shaykhul Islam Al-Imam Al-Mujaddid Rahimullah Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, he said, An-Naqid Al-Sabi', the seventh matter which invalidates a person's Islam, Al-Sihr, magic. وَمِنْهُ الصَّرْفُ وَالْعَطْفُ. And from the types of magic is الصَّرْف and العطف. So الصَّرْف and العطف are two types of magic. فَمَنْ فَعَلَهُ. So whoever does this magic, أَوْ رَضِيَ بِهِ, or is pleased with this type of magic being done, كَفَر. He has left the fold of Islam. He has disbelieved. وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. And the evidence is the saying of the Most High, وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَقُولَ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرْ. That they, either two angels, they would not teach anybody, meaning sihr, magic, except that they would say, verily we are a test, فَلَا تَكْفُرْ. So don't fall into disbelief. And I'll explain the meaning of sihr and as-sarf and al-atf, and some of the rulings regarding the sahir and some of the benefits from this ayah. So first of all, this word as-sihr, it's an Arabic word, and it goes back to three root letters, and they are seen, ha, and ra. So the word as-sihr, an Arabic word, it goes back to three root letters, seen, ha, and ra. And in the Arabic language, linguistically, lughatan, the meaning of seen, ha, and ra is something which is hidden. So anything which is hidden is meant by these three letters, seen, ha, or ra. So either that thing may be hidden, or its reason may be hidden or concealed, or not known by many people. And this is why the last part of the night, just before Fajr, is called as-suhur. Because either the actions of the people in this part of the night are hidden, people don't see, or because they say that morning is approaching, but it's approaching very slowly, and people can't tell that the morning is approaching, and therefore it is called as-sahar. And also the morning meal which we eat, as-suhur, when a person is fasting and you have that morning meal, as-suhur. Why is it called as-suhur? Because this morning meal is hidden. Nobody can see that you are eating this morning meal. So therefore it is called as-suhur. And this is the, and also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said in a hadith, inna min al-bayani la sihra, inna min al-bayani la sihra, that from some speech is a type of sihr, meaning some people are so eloquent in their speech that they will mesmerize you, and you don't know how this person has defeated you in an argument or mesmerized you, because it's hidden, because of his eloquence. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, inna min al-bayani la sihra, that there is some type of speech in its eloquence, it can mesmerize a person and he hasn't realized how he has been deceived or enticed by this speech. And as for the meaning of sihr in the sharia, then it is translated as being magic, meaning something that affects a person's body, or affects a person's emotions or feelings, or affects a person's sight, and it's hidden from him how and why this has happened. It's hidden from him how and why this has happened. So a sihr, the sihr which is kufr, the sihr which is disbelief, it is two types. There are two types of sihr. A sihr al-haqiqi and a sihr al-takhayyuli. So a sihr al-haqiqi is the magic which affects a person's body or affects a person's feelings. For example, a sihr which may kill another person or make another person extremely ill or do something physically that he would never normally do or say something which he would never say, or magic which may sway the feelings of a person towards another person, or away from a person, or towards something, away from something. This type of sihr which affects a person's body, affects a person physically, or affects a person's emotions and feelings and heart, this is called a sihr al-haqiqi. And then there is a second type of sihr, and this is called a sihr al-takhayyuli. And the meaning of takhayyul is something which is imagined, meaning it is still a sihr, However, it's making a person imagine something which isn't really there, or see something which isn't really there. So, for example, there's a type of sihr in which the magician, using the aid of jinn, he might take an animal, a small animal, and, for example, make it appear like a dog, and maybe it's a bird or a small insect. And in front of the person, it appears as if it is a dog. This is still a sihr, and this is through the use of jinn and a shayateen. But it isn't affecting a person's body, rather it's affecting a person's what he sees and what he imagines. So he imagines it's a dog, however in reality it was a different animal. And this is also a sihr. So these are the two types of sihr, al-haqiqi and al-takhayyuli. Either sihr which is real and affects a person's physical body, illness, health, statements, or something which affects what a person can see, deceives the eyes of the people, or the it makes a person imagine what is not there. So al-sihr al-haqiqi, the sihr which is physical, this is what is intended in Surah Al-Falaq, in which Allah said, وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ, and say, I seek refuge in Allah from the evil of النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ. And النَّفَّاثَات are those who do النَّفَث. And النَّفَث is blowing, meaning they make mention of words of kufr and make mention of words of shirk. And by that they are able to work with the jinn and the shayateen. And then they blow these words of kufr on ropes and strings, and they tie them into knots. And this is a type of sihr which may affect a person's health or may affect a person's body. And this is something which was done to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, magic was done on him by a Jew who was living in Al-Madina. And the name of this Jew was Labid ibn al-A'asam. Labid ibn al-A'asam. He was from the Jews of Al-Madina. And he performed magic upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if I'm not mistaken, he took something from the Prophet like the hair or a comb or something like this, and he recited some sihr or magic upon it, and then he hid this comb or this hair in a well. And two angels came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was physically affected by something. And sometimes he would see things that are not there. And both of these angels, they recited Surah Al-Falaq upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he woke up like he was a normal person again, that he wasn't being affected by any type of magic. And this is mentioned in the hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arsalallahu ilayhi malakain. Allah sent to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam two angels. يَرْقَيَانِهِ بِسُورَةِ الْفَلَقِ, and these two angels would recite a ruqya upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with Surah Al-Falaq. And when these two angels came and they saw the Prophet, they said, مَا شَأْنْ هَذَا الرَّجُلْ, what's wrong with this man? And the other angel said to the first angel, إِنَّهُ مَطْبُوب أي مَسْحُور, that this man, i.e. the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has been affected by sihr, by magic. And then the angel said, وَمَنْ أَطَّبَّهُ أي مَنْ سَحَرَهُ, who placed this magic upon him? And then the other angel said, Labid ibn al-A'asam, that it was the Jew called Labid ibn al-A'asam. So both of them, they started reciting Surah Al-Falaq upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then they went to the well in which this comb or these hairs were kept, and they removed it and they destroyed it, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was cured. A person might ask that how is it possible for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be affected by magic, and he is the messenger of Allah. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say his adhkar and say his du'as before he went to sleep, and say ayatul kursi and the adhkar after the prayer, and say the remembrances of the morning and the evening, yet he was still affected by magic. And this is because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a human being. So this hadith is an evidence that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a human being like any other person, except that he was given the risala, and this is why he's called ar-rasul. And a sihr is a type of illness. and human beings are open to be affected by illnesses. So because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a human being, and human beings are susceptible to illnesses, and magic is a type of illness which affects a person's feelings or heart or body or eyes, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was affected by it. Also, from the benefits of this story is Allah decreed for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be affected by magic. So this could be a lesson to other people. So firstly, because of the Prophet being affected by magic, we know what ruqya is. And we know that Suratul Falaq is a type of ruqya and it works. So this is wisdom of Allah behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being affected by magic. And also, that whilst the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was affected by this, he never left the salawat and he never left Islam and he never started disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doing haram. So through the decree of Allah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam being affected by magic, real magic or black magic as it's called, is an evidence that this doesn't validate a person leaving the prayers or disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, as I said, the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it proves he was a man, Bashar. So these are some of the benefits. And then the angels, they gave the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the option to kill this man. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ama Allahu faqad shafani," that verily Allah has cured me. "Wala uhib an aftaha ala nasi sharran," and he said, "I don't want to open a door of evil for the people." Meaning, this man, Labid ibn al-A'sam, he was deserving to be killed. And this is one of the rulings with pertaining to magicians. This is one of the rulings pertaining to the magicians. However, at that time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had a peace treaty between himself, the Muslims, and the Jews of Al-Madinah. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't want to do anything which would break this treaty and therefore it would cause more harm upon the Muslims and fighting and violence, and they were still weak at that time. So even though this person was deserving to be killed and this was the ruling of Islam upon him, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not do so. And this is because in Islam we have a principle, dar'ul mafasid muqaddam ala jalb al masalih, that repelling any potential harm, it comes before trying to attain any benefit. And this we will explain at another time. And as for as-sihr at-takhayyuli, the sihr which affects the sight of the people, that which they see or that which they are imagining, then this is also kufr. And it is clear kufr, because it is still by the use of jinns and ash-shayateen. And this is what the Pharaoh and his magicians did with Musa alayhi salam and the people at that time. And Allah said, فَلَمَّا أَلْقَوْ سَحَرُوا أَعْيُنَ النَّاسِ in Surah Al-A'raf. That when they threw, meaning when they threw their sticks and their ropes on the floor, سَحَرُوا أَعْيَنُ النَّاسِ, that they performed sihr upon the eyes of the people. Meaning it wasn't the magic which affects the bodies of the people and illnesses. Rather, they caused the people to imagine things. So these were only ropes and sticks. However, the people were seeing these ropes and sticks are moving around as if they are snakes or as if they are other things. So this was a sihr at-takhayyuli. And Fir'aun and his magicians, they were still called sahara. They were magicians. And it was an act of kufr. And Allah said, سَحَرُوا أَعْيُنَ النَّاسِ, that they did this magic with the eyes of the people, that which they could see, that which they were imagining. وَاسْتَرْهَبُوهُمْ, and they caused them fear. وَجَاءُوا بِسِحْرٍ عَظِيمٍ, and they came with a great type of magic. Meaning it is also kufr. And Allah mentioned in Surah Taha, and the story is all mentioned in Surah Taha, what their magic was. فَإِذَا حِبَالُهُمْ وَعَصِيُّهُمْ يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى, that when they threw their ropes down and when they threw their sticks down, then the ropes and the sticks, they were يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ أَسِحْرَ التَّخَيُّلِ, in the imagination of the people, what people could see and view, that أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى, that these ropes and these sticks, they were moving around. So the point is, Allah mentioned سَحَرُوا أَعْيَنُ النَّاسِ, that these people, the magicians, they did the magic with the eyes of the people, that which they could see and that which they could imagine. And Allah said, يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ, and they were imagining as if these ropes and these sticks were moving around. So, first of all, these stories and these ayat, they show that sihr is not something which is new. Rather, sihr is something which is old. At the time of Sulaiman alayhi salam, and even before Sulaiman alayhi salam, at the time of Musa alayhi salam, and perhaps even before the time of Musa alayhi salam, and Bani Israel, they also, the Israelites, the Yahud, they also took this magic. And there's a difference between the mu'jiza or the ayah and a sihr. So ayah is a sign which Allah gives the messengers. And this is called an ayah, or it is called a mu'jiza, meaning a miracle or a sign which Allah gives to the prophets and the messengers. As for a sihr, then this is something which the shayateen teach the people, or the people are able to attain. And the differences between the ayat and between a sihr is, firstly, the ayat, the signs or the miracles, these are not possessed by the prophets and the messengers. Rather, this is something which only Allah gives the prophet and the messenger. So the mu'jiza or the ayah is not something which people can learn. Rather, it is something which Allah gives a prophet or a messenger. As for a sihr, then a person can learn a sihr. He's able to learn a sihr. And the other difference is that the ayah comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as for a sihr, then it comes through the worship of a shayateen and jinn and impurity and shirkiyat and matters like this. And Allah said, قُلْ إِنَّمَا الْآيَاتُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, that say, verily the ayat are from Allah. Meaning even the prophets and the messengers, they don't possess ayat in of themselves. They can never learn a miracle. It is something which Allah gives to whoever He wills. As I mentioned, a sihr, this is a human action, and it is learnt by people. It can be learnt, and it is learnt from the shayateen and from the jinn. And this is clearly shown in the story of Musa alayhi salam. So those people, they threw their sticks and their ropes. They said to Musa alayhi salam, are you going to throw first, or shall we throw first? And Musa alayhi salam said that rather you should throw first. So then they threw down their sticks and their ropes, and they started to move. And this affected the sight and imagination of the people, and the people became scared. In fact, even Musa alayhi salam, even he became scared. فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى. So Musa alayhi salam, he found some fear inside him because of what he's seeing in front of him. And so Allah said to Musa alayhi salam, قُلْنَا لَا تَخَفْ. We said, do not be fearful. We said to Musa alayhi salam, do not be fearful. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْأَعْلَى. Because you're the one who will be victorious today. وَأَلْقِ مَا فِي يَمِينِكَ. So throw down the staff which your right hand possesses. تَلْقَفْ مَا صَنَعُوا. And this staff, it will eat up that which they have done. So Musa alayhi salam, he threw down the staff, and this was an ayah. So this was not sihr. This was a sign from Allah. And this staff or this stick, it became a snake by the permission of Allah and ate up everything which was moving. And then the people, they believed. In fact, even the magicians, they realized that this which Musa alayhi salam has done is not the magic that we know. This has to be an ayah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because those magicians, they knew how to trick people. And they knew the use of jinns and shayateen. And they knew their limits. So when they saw from Musa alayhi salam that his stick has become a real snake, and it has physically eaten up that which they have thrown down, they knew that this is not sihr. This is not magic. This is not trickery. This is not jinn and shayateen. Rather, this is an ayah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when they saw this, then all of them fell down into sujood, because they knew this was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they became Muslims. And Allah said, وَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ, that the magicians of Fir'aun, who were non-Muslims, they fell down into sujood, into prostration. Sajideen, prostrating in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قالوا آمنا برب العالمين. And they said, verily we have believed in the Lord of the universe. ربي هارون وموسى. ربي موسى وهارون. The Lord of Musa and Harun عليهم السلام. And when Pharaoh saw this, he became angry with them. He said, آمنتم. Have you believed before I have given you a permission to believe? Who said you could believe? لَأُقَطِّعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ I will chop off your hands. وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ And I will cut off your feet from behind. And I will crucify you on the trunks of the palm tree. And they said to him, فَقْضِ مَا أَنْتَ قَاضٍ That you do whatever you want to do. إِنَّمَا تَقْضِي هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا Because your effect and your punishment is to the extent of this worldly life. إِنَّا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّنَا Verily, we have believed and we have iman in our Lord. لِيَغْفِرَ لَنَا خَطَايَانَا That He may forgive our sins. وَمَا أَكْرَهْتَنَا عَلَيْهِ مِنَ السِّحْرِ And that which you have forced us to do in terms of a sihr. وَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى And Allah is better and He is eternal. And then when Fir'aun, when he threatened them with the chopping of their hands and the mutilating of their feet, and crucifying them upon the trunks of the palm tree. وَلَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ فِي جُذُوعِ النَّخَلِ He said, I will crucify you upon the trunks of the palm tree. They said, رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَتَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ O our Lord, give us patience, bestow upon us a sabr, and take us and we are Muslims. And then the author, he mentioned two types of sihr. He said, وَمِّنْهُ الصَّرْفُ وَالْعَطْفُ Meaning, sihr is many different types. And from the types of a sihr are two types, الصَّرْفُ and الْعَطْفُ. And the author mentioned these two types of magic because this is what occurs a lot. At the time of Bani Israel, it used to occur. At the time of Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimullah, used to occur. And even today, in our culture, our communities, these two types of sihr, they are occurring. And they are as-sarf and al-atf. The meaning of as-sarf with a saad is to change something or to turn something away. To change something or to turn something away. And this is why we say that Allah, He is al-mutasarrif. He is the one who changes. And the science in the Arabic language, which is called as-sarf, is about the changing of the vowels on the words. It is called as-sarf because it involves changing. So the meaning of as-sarf is to change or to turn away. The meaning of atf is to also change, or rather to bring somebody towards something. So atf is to bring somebody towards something, to like something, to be similar to something else. And this is why waw and fa and thumma, they are called what in Arabic language? Huruf al-atf. Huruf al-atf. Because the word which is before the waw and the word which is after the waw have to be the same in terms of the i'rab. Ra'aytu Muhammadan wa Khalidan. Sallamtu ala Bakrin wa Amrin. And so on and so forth. So, therefore, sarf is when some type of magic is done, whether it's using jinn or shayateen, or it's using potions and drinks or types of food or anything like this, or the blowing of words, to turn a person away from somebody else. For example, to cause resentment and problems between husband and wife, or between two brothers, or between two friends, or between two business partners. This is called a sarf. Some resentment occurs and it's unnatural. They don't hate each other, they get on well with each other, and all of a sudden they are always irritated by each other, always annoyed by each other. This is called as-sarf. And atf is the opposite. To get two people to have emotions for each other or to sway them towards each other. Now, for example, a person wants a particular man to marry his daughter, and therefore he does this type of trickery or magic, using potions or words or jinn or shayateen or things like this to cause them to have feelings for each other and to have a type of love for each other, which is also unnatural. So this is as-sarf and al-atf. And the reason why the author mentioned this is because this is the type of magic which occurs a lot in the communities, and it is al-kufr. Then the author mentioned the evidence that a sihr is al-kufr. He said, وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَقُولَ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرْ. And they, i.e. the two angels, they would not teach anybody this sihr, this magic, except that they would say, verily, we are a test, and therefore, لا تكفر, do not fall into kufr. Meaning, if you learn this sihr, then it is kufr. So this is an evidence that magic is al-kufr. Learning it is kufr, teaching it is kufr. أو رضي به, and whoever is pleased with it is kufr. أو فعله, and whoever does it is kufr. And whoever commissions it is kufr. Everything involved with magic, it is al-kufr. And this is from the story of Sulaiman alayhi salam, which Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah. وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُ الشَّيَاطِينُ عَلَى مُلْكِ سُلَيْمَانَ. Allah said that they followed up that which the shayateen said regarding the kingdom of Sulaiman. وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانَ. Sulaiman did not disbelieve. وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا. However, it was the shayateen who disbelieved. يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرَ. Because they would teach the people a sihr. وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى الْمَلَكَيْنِ بِبَابِلَ هَارُوتَ وَمَارُوتَ. And that which was revealed upon the two angels in Al-Babel. And Al-Babel is what is known in English as Babylonia, i.e. Al-Iraq. In the olden days, Al-Iraq, it was known as Babylonia, Al-Babel. And Allah said regarding these two angels, وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَقُولَ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرْ. That they would not teach anybody these actions, except they would say to them that we are a test, we are a tribulation, so do not fall into disbelief by learning this magic from us. فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا مَا يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ. So they would learn this magic by which they would cause resentment and problems and divisions between a man and his wife. And this is the sarf. And this is the majority of why a sihr occurs. وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And nobody can bring any harm to another person except through the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ. And they would learn that which would cause harm and that which would not bring benefit. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا. And the Israelites, they knew. لَمَنِ اشْتَرَاهُ. That whoever learns this magic, مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. That this person has no portion, no share of the Akhirah. وَلَبِئْسَ مَا شَرَوْ بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ. And how evil it is that a thing which they learnt, لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلُمُونَ. If only they knew. And then Allah said, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقُوا. And only if they had iman and they had attaqwa. In this ayah, there are four or five different proofs that learning magic and using magic and being pleased with magic, it is kufr and it takes a person out of the fold of Islam. Firstly, وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانَ. That Sulaiman did not fall into disbelief. And this is, if you remember the story of Sulaiman, Sulaiman alayhi salam, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a kingdom which nobody else could ever have. Nobody who comes after him, no prophet, no messenger who comes after him will have this type of kingdom. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Sulaiman the kingdom of the jinn and the animals, meaning that he was able to control the jinn to do things, to do goodness and build things and use them in the worldly life. And also, meaning all of the jinns were subservient to him and the animals as well. When Sulaiman alayhi salam died, the shayateen, they came to Bani Israel. And they said that this thing which Sulaiman was doing, because remember Sulaiman, he was a Nabi al-Malik. He was a prophet king. He was a prophet king. The shayateen, they said to Bani Israel that this what Sulaiman alayhi salam is doing, this is really a sihr, this is magic. And he was using the shayateen and he was worshipping the shayateen, and therefore you should do this as well. So then Allah revealed in this ayah, he said, وَمَا كَفَرُ Sulaiman, that this wasn't disbelief what Sulaiman was doing. Rather, we gave him the kingdom. And he would use the jinn to do acts of goodness and to construct and buildings and things like this. وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا. But it was the shayateen, through the use of magic and the teaching of magic, who are upon disbelief. So this is the first evidence that sihr is disbelief. Secondly, these two angels. So these two angels, they also knew the control of jinn. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent these two angels to Al-Babil. Al-Babil meaning Al-Iraq. And people would come to these two angels to learn some this from them. However, they would warn the people. And they would say, nobody would come to them except to say, إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرْ, that we are a test for you. Allah has sent us as a test. So if you take this thing from us, then you're going to go into disbelief. So this is a second evidence that it is disbelief. And also then, Allah said afterwards, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا لَمَنِ اشْتَرَاهُ, and the people who took this, they knew and they understood that whoever takes this magic or learns this magic, they have no portion of the Akhirah. They have no share of the Akhirah, meaning it is kufr. And then in the next ayah, Allah said, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا, if only they had iman and attaqwa, meaning this is kufr and there is no iman in this. So these are evidences that magic, sihr, atf, sarf, whether it is physical or whether it's something which is imaginary, all of it is kufr. One thing remains, and this is with regards to what is called magic today, and in reality it is the trickery of the hands, or it is using props and machines and strings and camera illusions and tricks and things like this. Does this also enter into sihr? This is also called a sihr. However, this isn't real sihr, meaning this isn't kufr. This is a major sin, and it is cheating the people, and it is deception, and therefore it isn't allowed. So the one who does it is doing haram, and the one who watches it is watching that which is haram. And also it resembles the real magic, and therefore for this reason it is haram and it is a major sin. However, it isn't kufr, because kufr is only when a person uses the shayateen and the jinn to use them in order to make these types of changes. This is one thing. The second matter is with regards to the magicians, the sahir, and if it is proved that this person is a magician, meaning this person is using jinn and shayateen to affect the people, what should be done to this person? And the fuqaha, all of them have agreed that a magician, he is to be killed. Meaning, the Islamic punishment in the Sharia, when there is a system there, when there are courts and judges, and it is done by the authority of the ruler, not every person taking vigilante actions or making actions which are vigilante, a person who is found guilty with evidences, going through this judicial system, of doing magic using din and shayateen to harm the people and harm the people's families and to make the people ill and so on and so forth, that this person is killed. And all of the madhahib have agreed. The only difference is that is tawbah sought from this person or not. In fact, even if the person made tawbah, then many amongst the fuqaha said he's still to be killed. And this tawbah is between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this dunya, because of the evil that he came with and the harm which he did, he is to be killed. Like a murderer. If a murderer murders another person and then he makes tawbah, if the awliya, the wali of the killed, wants the death penalty, then the death penalty is given. And as for his tawbah, then this is for the akhirah. And perhaps Allah will forgive his sins. The same with the magician. So the only difference between the fuqaha was that the magician, before he is killed, hal yustatab amla, is tawbah sought from him or not? So amongst the fuqaha, those said, even if he does make tawbah, then he's still to be killed. Because number one, the magician is known for lying and trickery. And you don't know whether this tawbah, it is trickery and lying, or whether he's truthful. Secondly, he has done the crime and the danger of that which he's doing, and he can easily do it again at a later stage, so therefore he's to be killed. And if he does make a tawbah, then this tawbah is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Al-Imam Ahmad, in fact also Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah in Kitab al-Tawheed, he mentioned that the killing of the magician has been established by the statement of the Prophet and also by the companions, three amongst the companions. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, حَدُّ السَّاحِرِ ضَرْبُهُ بِالسَّيْفِ. And the hadith is in At-Tirmidhi, that the penalty for the magician is that he is struck with the sword. And also, Umar radiallahu anhu, when he was his khilafah, he wrote to his ministers that the sahir should be killed. And his daughter, Hafsa bint Umar radiallahu anha, Ummul Mu'mineen, she ordered for her slave girl to be killed because she was a magician and it was proved that she had done magic and she had affected her. And also the famous companion, Jundub ibn Ka'b, and he was a Sahabi, during the times of the Umayyin, the Umayyad Caliphate, there was a famous magician and he would do a show in front of the rulers at that time. So he would go up to a person with a sword and he would strike the neck of that person and the person would die and then that person would come alive again. Like some of what is done today, but I think it's trickery today, where they cut the body of a person in half and they show it being cut and they put it together. So it was only a type of illusion which he was doing, but he was using jinn and a shayateen. So this magician, he came to Jundub ibn Ka'b, and Jundub ibn Ka'b, he happened to be amongst the rulers at that time. So when he came to him to hit him with his sword, Jundub ibn Ka'b, he struck his sword. He struck his neck with his own sword. And then he said that if this person is truthful, then let him bring life to his own self. And so this is also an evidence that a magician is to be killed. So these are some of the benefits from this chapter. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina wa sallam.